Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, and this applies to the Giants, too. I'm convinced the reason I'm more excited about this preseason is that last year's football season in this city was so awful. It was so terrible on many levels that knowing it's going to be better in a lot of ways, it has to be better. It can't be worse. Has really gotten me pumped up for the start of this year. Now, in the Jet case, we're going to get to the Giants later. Paul Dottino is going to join me, and we'll preview what they're going to do tonight as they play preseason game number two. But obviously, the other thing that's exciting is this quarterback situation, because unlike the quarterback quote-unquote battle from years ago in 2009 between Mark Sanchez and Kellen Clemens, where it really wasn't a competition, to the next competition between Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith, in which Sanchez gets hurt in the stupid Giant game because Rex Ryan puts him in behind a third-string offensive line, you actually have three credible candidates. Now, one of those candidates I don't want to see play, and that's Josh McCown, mainly because I'm being ageist. I don't want a 39-year-old as the starting quarterback for the New York Jets considering where they are as a franchise. Doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm sitting there last night, a couple of observations before I get to the quarterbacks and what I would do. They don't get a consistent pass rush. But what's funny is on the very first play of the game, very first play, the one drive Alex Smith is on the field for, they call a play action. He connects to Paul Richardson for an 8-yard catch. And as Alex Smith is getting rid of the football, here comes Jordan Jenkins. This was the best piece of pressure the Jets got on the Redskins, Alex Smith or Colt McCoy, all day. And what happens? He's called for a roughing the passer penalty. And by the way, in 2018, whether we like it or not, it is a roughing the passer penalty. So here we are out of the gate. A little bit of pressure finally. Here's Jordan Jenkins getting to the quarterback. Boom. 15-yard penalty, and the Redskins are set up at midfield. Defensively, there's a lot of things that are concerning. Now, I thought Avery Williamson made a nice play early on. I thought Buster Screen at times actually looked pretty good in coverage. I thought that Darren Lee continues to basically prove that he's probably not a starting inside linebacker in the National Football League. Henry Anderson isn't bad. Nathan Shepard isn't bad. And Leonard Williams is not a superstar. But it's the preseason. So that's just a rough observation watching this defense. But clearly the pass rush is going to be the number one problem. As far as Darnold is concerned, yeah, he wasn't as impressive as he was in his first preseason game. And I think there's a couple of factors to this. Number one, he's facing the first-team Redskin defense, so certainly it's a step up in competition. Number two, I don't think the play calling by Jeremy Bates was all that aggressive. I think they were very, very conservative with him. And number three, boy, this offensive line was a disaster. Now, I cannot sit here and tell you that, well, don't worry, if Kelvin Beachum is healthy, they're going to be a lot better. Or when Brian Winters is healthy, they're going to be a lot better. Because I can't say that. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I know that one of the sacks was led by the backup, Jonathan Harrison, who was actually starting at right guard. And another sack was given up by Brent Qualvey, who was starting at left tackle. So I definitely get that it was the backups and the depth that allowed a couple of the sacks that went to Sam Darnold. And one of the sacks, by the way, was absolutely a covered sack. And I don't think the receivers played all that well. And he looked like a guy without any toys, both Sam Darnold and Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that certainly contributed to Darnold not having the performance that he had in week one. But I thought both quarterbacks were greatly affected by the guys around them, specifically Teddy Bridgewater, because right after Teddy makes that excellent play, his second play of the game coming out of the second half, he extends a play with his legs, and he finds Charles Johnson for a first down, right? Second play he made, boom, here we go, Jets are moving. He goes deep to Chad Hansen, and he can't hold on to the football. It was a great throw. It was an accurate throw, and it was deep, and Hansen couldn't hold on to it. And then I think it was on the next drive, Eric Tomlinson had the same thing. Another real crisp, accurate throw by Bridgewater, and Tomlinson can't hold on to it. Now, Chad Hansen may not exactly have the most pivotal role in this offense. We'll see about Tomlinson at tight end. A lot of it is going to have to do with the development of Chris Herndon. But clearly both guys had their bright spots, but were affected by the guys around them. And by the way, you know who Darnold appeared to have the best chemistry with early on? Trey McBride, who you don't really think too much of being a part of this roster. But here's my conclusion. And this conclusion is not from preseason football. This is called a logical conclusion. Okay? So I am not going to read into everything I saw last night against the Washington Redskins. It's called logic. And that is Teddy Bridgewater should be the starting quarterback for this football team. And I'll tell you why. Number one, if the Jets are all about selling Teddy Bridgewater, if they're all about, hey, we want to build up his value and deal him, there's a really good chance that his value is not going to be where they dream it is by the time they're ready to deal him. They're not getting a first-round pick for him the way Sam Bradford was traded for one a few years ago. I don't think they're getting a second-round pick for him. So if they believe that and they have the attitude of we're really just showcasing him and just trying to get a top pick for him, I don't think they're getting a top pick for him. Now, if he starts right away and plays well, and there's a quarterback issue elsewhere, who knows? Maybe you will get an absurd pick for him. But here's the other thing. I'm not talking about a 36-year-old quarterback. I'm not talking about a 30-year-old quarterback. We are talking about a 25-year-old quarterback who is a Pro Bowl player. Have we forgotten this? Have we forgotten that Teddy Bridgewater appeared to be maybe on the precipice of being a quarterback that could have led a team deep into the postseason? That he could have been a quarterback that maybe wasn't Aaron Rodgers, maybe wasn't the franchise quarterback, but was not that far off. They have this guy on their roster. No, I'm not arguing he's better than Sam Darnold or has a bigger upside than Sam Darnold. We all know Sam Darnold is the future of this team. I'm not denying that. But once you go to Sam Darnold, you're not turning back. Understand this. When Sam Darnold starts, you don't ever want to put him back on the bench. Here's what you hope for if you're Todd Bowles, Mike Maccagnan, me, Beningo, Ernie, and everybody else. That once Darnold starts, he doesn't stop starting until he retires. And here's the other thing. What's the rush? What is the rush? He's 21 years old. This is a leaky offensive line. This is not a championship caliber team. He's going to play eventually. He doesn't have that much experience starting in college. He doesn't have that much experience at the NFL level. Even if you believe, oh, he's ready, he's ready, he's ready. What's the rush? What's the rush? I don't see there to be a rush or a need for there to be a rush because I know I'm getting it. You know, I never was in a rush to get my Christmas presents. My sister was. My sister wanted those Christmas presents a month before Christmas. And I always said, Stacy, I said, let's just wait. We're getting the presents. Calm down. Just wait. Just wait. Me and my wife debated, should we know the sex of our child? She wanted to know. I said, what's the rush? Let's just wait. Let's wait for that surprise. Now, who do you think won out on that? We had a little bit of a deal going, but we found out the sex of the baby. So maybe I'm just a patient guy. But ask yourself this if you're a Jet fan. What's the rush? You have an option that I'm not trying to sell you is going to be the quarterback for the next 5 years in Teddy Bridgewater, but you've got a young guy who looks healthy, who's got the right attitude, who from what we've seen in the small sample size has been just as good as Sam Darnold. He's damn accurate. We know that. He has experience. Why not him? And I can't commit that it's going to be 16 games. I'm not saying it is. Maybe it's only 3 games. Maybe it's only 5 games. Maybe they trade him. Maybe he gets hurt. Maybe you just on your own decide to go to Sam Darnold. And the odds are they will go to Sam Darnold. The only way they wouldn't go to Sam Darnold is if Teddy Bridgewater starts right away, they start off 8-0, and they're on this incredible run. Then, of course, he'll play. But the odds are you'll get Sam Darnold. But what's the rush? I know he's great in meetings. That's what we hear. He collects information so well. He's a good learner. He doesn't have happy feet in the pocket. It's great. I'm excited about Sam Darnold. What's the rush? What I loved about the Bridgewater signing is this situation where you didn't have to rush. Because you know what? If they didn't bring in Teddy Bridgewater, and the other legitimate option was Josh McCown, I don't know if I'd be saying what I'm saying right now. I probably wouldn't be. I don't know if I'd be able to have the same patience that I'm preaching right now. Not for a 39-year-old with little upside, but with a guy who's 25, 26. I don't know if he's turned 26 yet. I should check. In that range. What's the rush? What's the rush? Let him play. Now, can things change in that third preseason game? Maybe we're going to sit there in the Jet-Giant game and Darnold's going to look incredible and Bridgewater's going to throw three interceptions, maybe. Maybe that happens. Maybe somebody gets hurt, like we've seen in the past in Jet quarterback battles, whether a quarterback gets punched in the face or a quarterback gets hurt behind a leaky offensive line in a Jet-Giant game. Uh-oh. Shouldn't have said that out loud. But right now, this is just the way I feel about it. Now, here's the reality. What I'm saying, what I'm suggesting, I know, I feel in my bones will not happen. Because I have a very eerie feeling going on that as different as things are between the quarterback competition, quote unquote, between Mark Sanchez and Kellen Clemens, and as different as the quarterback battle may have been between Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith, maybe it's not as different as I thought. Because I think at the end of the day, the Jets want to start Sam Darnold. And so that's who's going to start. Barring something unforeseen, their plan is not the vision I just laid out. I think their vision is just trading Teddy Bridgewater for whatever they can get, and Sam Darnold starts right away. Now, will I be excited when Sam Darnold is starting week one Monday night against the Lions? Of course I will be. I'm pumped up. I'm just giving you my feel on this. My feel is behind the leaky offensive line with a 25, 26-year-old former Pro Bowl player and with a guy in Darnold who couldn't be hurt by waiting. What's the negative in waiting? There isn't a negative by sitting and learning, by taking notes, by chewing Josh McCown's ear off and Teddy Bridgewater's. What's the rush?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.